Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. I appreciate your time. Thank you for watching. Just got back, actually, just a couple hours ago. Travel was crazy. But this video is brought to us by Brownells. Brownells is a company that is an e-commerce company that you can get a lot of tools to fix the tools you love. While you're over there, use my code GNG10 to save a lot of money. Check them out. Thank you to Brownells for being awesome this whole weekend, Cody. You are the man. We got some breaking news. Donald Trump, his case that went to the Supreme Court related to presidential immunity just came down. In a 6-3 decision, they have sided with the office of the president. Here is the Supreme Court ruling. I'll just give you the summary real quick. It says, it's the Trump versus United States case. And it says, a federal grand jury indicted former President Donald J. Trump on 4 counts of conduct that occurred during his presidency following the November 2020 election. The indictment alleged that after losing that election, Trump conspired to overturn it by spreading knowingly false claims of election fraud to obstruct the collecting, counting, and certifying of the presidential results. Trump moved to dismiss the indictment based on the presidential immunity, arguing that a president has absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for actions performed within the outer perimeter of his official responsibilities, and that the indictment's allegations fell within the core of his official duties. The district court denied Trump's motion to dismiss, holding that former presidents do not possess federal criminal immunity for any acts. The D.C. Circuit affirmed. Both the district court and the D.C. Circuit declined to decide whether the indicted conduct involves official acts. Held. Under our constitutional structure of separation of powers, the nature of presidential power entitles a former president to absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for actions within his conclusive and preclusive constitutional authority. And he is entitled to at least presumptive immunity from prosecution for all his official acts. There is no immunity for unofficial acts. This decision was rendered by Chief Justice Roberts, in which Thomas, Alito, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh joined in full, and in which Amy Coney Barrett joined, except as to part 3. Clarence Thomas filed a concurring opinion, Justice Barrett filed an opinion concurring in part, and Sonia Sotomayor filed a dissenting opinion in which Kagan and Jackson joined. Jackson also filed a dissenting opinion. Now, real quick, I'll link this down below if you want to read the entire decision. It is 119 pages. That's the quick summary. Most people will be satisfied with that. But during her rant in her dissent, Sotomayor said this. She said that absolute immunity would apply to any purpose, even the most corrupt. This is just as bad as it sounds and is baseless. Argument by argument, the majority invents immunity through brute force. Obviously, each one of our presidents has the opportunity to appoint justices to the Supreme Court. And in general, they're picked based off of their extreme loyalty to the party. So obviously a party divide here. What do you think? We've had a couple rulings in the last week and a half in the Supreme Court that have affected decisions made by the corner office. And this one, this case has been remanded back down to the lower court to determine if this even goes to trial now. So it's not over yet. It's a big win for the Constitution, if you believe that presidents, when they're in office and their official duties, as long as they're constitutional, they're absolute. And now there are a lot of people who don't believe that. That's fine. And obviously the party that's in power now don't believe that until the tables are turned on them, right? And that's what's sad about America. We're never supposed to be like this. Let me know what you think down below. Does this affect how you think at all as we approach November? Do you not care at all? Let me know. Thank you to Brownells, and thank you to John Patton and the Gun Collective for having me out at GunCon. It was a great event. Got to meet so many of you. Over 1,000 people were there. Traveling home was a nightmare, but it was worth it because I got to meet and hang out with all of you. Guys, I appreciate you. Check out Brownells. And while you're over there, don't forget to use code GNG10 and save on all the things you purchase at Brownells. Hope you have a phenomenal day. Be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.